Good morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. We're getting ready for Christmas, but also we are talking this week about Hanukkah. So I'm glad that you're listening this morning. Now, yesterday I began to cover some of the, I think, misconceptions about Hanukkah. Jews, they get to celebrate Hanukkah during the holiday season. Christians get to celebrate Christmas, but that's not exactly true. I think that when we look at the holiday of Hanukkah, or the Jewish festival of Hanukkah, the Festival of Lights as it's known in the Bible as the Feast of Dedication. That's what the word Hanukkah means, is to dedicate. It's speaking about the dedication of the temple. And we see a number of reasons why Christians should want to celebrate this. First, yes, it's a Jewish holiday, but it started before the time of Jesus and the apostles and the writing of the New Testament. Jesus celebrates Hanukkah. There's a reference to it in John chapter 10, verse 22. I've also mentioned that it's one of the key events in Hanukkah is described in the book of Hebrews. It is also, I did not tell you this yesterday, but it is also spoken of in great detail in the book of Daniel. We're going to get a little bit more into that as the week goes on. Daniel's chapter 8 and 11 speak about the events that are celebrated during Hanukkah. So to say that it's a Jewish thing is not quite right because, I mean, Jesus was a Jew. So as Christians, we are disciples of Jesus. And so Hanukkah is not something that we should be hesitant or think is not for Christians. It doesn't mean we have to celebrate Hanukkah, but I think that it's kind of fun to have more holidays. And I like to celebrate Hanukkah or do, you know, it's not that I do a big deal, but I celebrate Christmas and also do some things to recognize Hanukkah. So I want to introduce it to you this week if you're not familiar with it. What is the story behind it? It's a powerful story. And what is its connection to Christmas? Well, I think it is connected to Christmas, not just because of the time of the year that it falls, but a number of reasons. Hanukkah is celebrating God delivering his people from the Greek oppressive rulers. And that really is what Christmas is about, not Greek rulers, but Christmas is about celebrating the birth of a Savior who would deliver us from the oppression of sin and not having the opportunity for forgiveness and eternal life. I think there's also an element of Christmas that is looking forward to the return of Christ. When we celebrate that Jesus is finally here because he's born, there is also in us a longing that, hey, he's not still here now in his fullest sense like he was when he was on earth, and we look forward to that day when he returns. There is a sense in Hanukkah that there is celebration of deliverance from oppression, which happens, we know, most fully when Jesus returns. So in that sense, we're celebrating things that have a very similar theme when we celebrate Hanukkah and when we celebrate Christmas. As you learn about the story of Hanukkah, you'll see that more clearly. Also, I want to mention Hanukkah occurs on the 25th of Kislev. That's the first day of Hanukkah. It generally falls in December. Now, isn't that interesting that we celebrate Christmas on December 25th, and on the Hebrew calendar, the closest month to December, which is Kislev, Hanukkah begins on the 25th of Kislev. That doesn't mean that it always falls on the 25th of December. In fact, it hardly ever does. But it falls on the 25th of the month that most closely corresponds to December. It moves around a lot. I don't want to get too far off track, but I do think that there is a connection there, that early in Christian history, when Christians began celebrating Christmas on December 25th, it was because Hanukkah was celebrated on the 25th of Kislev. I think early Christians recognized a connection between the message of Hanukkah and the message of Christmas. I might come back and talk more about that date at another program, but I want to talk a little bit more about the story of Hanukkah today. Daniel chapter 8 is a very interesting chapter on prophecy. And Daniel chapter 7 outlines for us the book of Revelation. all of the themes that Revelation speaks about end time events, Daniel first describes them just a little less detail in Daniel chapter 7. There is a coming future world leader who will oppress Christians. Daniel chapter 7 and the book of Revelation, they are works about the persecution of believers in Christ and how to endure persecution and how to be victorious even in the midst of persecution. Those are the themes of Daniel and of Revelation. Remember, Daniel is the one who was in the lion's den and whose friends were thrown into the fiery furnace. So Daniel and Revelation are both talking about how to be faithful to God even in the midst of persecution, and along the way, they develop what will be the ultimate persecution, the final persecution of Christians by the Antichrist. And Daniel chapter 8 kind of takes a step back and says, let's talk about another ruler who will come, who will be similar to the Antichrist. The Bible tells us that there are many Antichrists, and that the power of the work of the Antichrist is already at work in the world. So we don't know who the final Antichrist will be, but the Bible identifies for us one who is like the final Antichrist. His name, we know from history, is Antiochus Epiphanes, and he ruled the Greek Seleucid Empire is what it was called, that is in the modern-day Israel, in the period in which the story of Hanukkah takes place. Daniel tells us about him in chapter 8 so that we can know what the final Antichrist will be like. He'll be like the type of Antichrist that ruled during Hanukkah. And Hanukkah is a celebration of the defeat of that Antichrist. So again, this is a prophetic holiday. This is a holiday that calls on us to think about how God delivered his people, the Israelites, from a wicked ruler, Antiochus the Fourth, just like one day God will deliver his people from a future, even more wicked ruler, the Antichrist, by sending his Messiah. So both holidays are all about looking forward to the coming of Jesus. Now, let me give you a little more background. We'll really get into the story tomorrow, but Daniel chapter 8 says that Daniel had a vision. And there was a goat with a prominent horn between its eyes that came from the west, crossing the whole earth without touching the ground. It came toward the two-horned ram I had seen standing beside the canal and charged at it in great rage. Now, you may be wondering, what does a goat charging at this two-horned ram have to do with anything in history? Well, this is a way that the Bible envisions prophesied about future events. Goat with a prominent horn is speaking about Greece, and this is all explained in the chapter, and when you look at the context in Daniel, it is Greece. The prominent horn is Alexander the Great, and just like this goat comes across the land quickly, Alexander the Great conquered the world like at more rapid speed than anyone else we know of in history. In just 10 years, he swept from Macedonia all the way to modern-day India and down to Egypt, and had this huge empire at the age of about 32. He had already conquered this much territory. And the two-horned ram represents Persia, the kingdom that he conquered, that was made of two parts, the Medes and the Persians. And we see that the ram is attacked furiously, and the two horns are shattered. And then Daniel says the ram was powerless to stand against it. And then it says, the goat became very great, but at the height of its power, the large horn was broken off, and in its place, four prominent horns grew up toward the four winds of heaven. The four winds of heaven are the four directions. And Greece, after Alexander the Great died at a very young age, split into four kingdoms. So now we know this is not just talking about some goat. It's talking in a figure of speech about this kingdom. And one of those four kingdoms is the Seleucid Empire that is going to oppress the Jews. And it is the Jews breaking free from that oppression that we celebrate in Hanukkah. So we'll continue with the story of the actual events that begin in 170 BC next time. Until then, remember, you can trust the Bible.